Number five, Ephesians 5:28, a husband who believes his primary ministry is marriage will love his wife by protecting her. I call that the strength of your presence. A woman needs to know that you are protecting her in so many ways, and they just like your presence to be near, and that should be a priority. Number six, a priority of helping. And you know that's the same servant passages. You will express your love if it's a priority of your marriage to your wife. You'll assist her in fulfilling her chores and responsibilities. I mean, I can't wait to find out when I get home what Bonnie hasn't gotten done. And usually I will say, why don't you jump in the car and just go to the QT or something so it's quiet before anybody realizes you're gone? Okay, and tell me what you're left. She says, oh, no, you don't want to do this. You know, I was doing this and this and this. And I says, I do want to do it. I do. Why? Because I have a priority of wanting to help her. I mean, I can't believe she had the children. I mean, I stood and witnessed it. I've never had one. You know, it's awful. I'm glad I can't. You know, it's terrible. And from that point on, from January 30th, 1985 onward, I have wanted to help her because she's already done the supreme, having won. Okay. The priority number seven of sacrifice, I have there Philippians 2, 5, and 6, and Ephesians 5, 25. A husband who believes his primary ministry is marriage will express his love by sacrificing for his wife. That's not helping. That's sacrificing. That's giving up something very near and dear to me. That is a way of showing love. It's not just, you know, helping her with the chores and putting up, you know, a swinging door. I'm talking about something important. Giving it up if she doesn't like it, or quitting it to do something for her. Sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed. And if we're like Jesus, we got to be sacrificing and helping and showing our presence and our kind deeds and kind words, just like Jesus.